Mrs. Annie. John Wiswell over at Bathroom Monologues has set a challenge to some of his regular readers to read out one of his pieces entitled Might As Well. Now, it's a bit of a tongue twister, so I'm going to have a bit of a go, so please don't laugh too much if I pronounce things incorrectly. Here we go. Might As Well by John Wiswell. Why? You cannot speak around your why. For the truth is that whatever happened once tautologically happened once. What has not happened at all may as well not happen. Anything perceived as happening once may happen again, may as well happen innumerable times before it perceived that once. Only that which never happened may well have never happened. But new things emerge all the time. Gadgets, individual sayings, things aligned, but things unique, things that happened. That which has never yet happened may as well happen along any minute. Perhaps it may happen 5 times in a row, right across the floor. If it doesn't, then it might not as well. But it may as well. In the vastness of the universe, you cannot demonstrate epistemologically that anything has not happened. It is not happening. Certainly you cannot demonstrate it in the infinite probability bubble universes outside your own, where all probabilities play out. It isn't just our universe, and the one where the Third Reich won the war. It's this one universe, and this universe where I hesitate half a second for effect, and this universe where I use that instead of this in one of the places in this sentence, and this universe where I use that in another position which is wholly grammatically incorrect. It's an infinity. It means everything. It means whatever happened once that has happened every way it ever possibly ever could somewhere. If it didn't, then it might as well not have. But if it did, then it might as well have, and that is the truth. And the truth is meaning, and if you oppose that meaning, then you oppose truth, and the opposition of truth is wrong. Whew, just got well through that one. Anyway, I'll catch you around on my own blogs and reading my own fiction next Sunday.